Good afternoon, Sean Sheehan here, bringing you my preview for UFC and Fox 18 that's coming up this Saturday night. With the dust finally settled, the Dominic Cruz's split decision win over TJ Dillashaw, it's back to business this Saturday night for the Ultimate Fighting Championship, as a seemingly never-ending circus visits the Prudential Center in New Jersey for the latest event hosted on American Network Fox. In the main event, it's a high-ranking light heavyweight bout for the East Coast fans, as Anthony Rumble Johnson and Ryan Bader battle it out for the number one contender spot, with champion Daniel Cormier and longtime pound-for-pound king John Jones due to fight in the coming months. Bader, who made his UFC debut in a winning tough finale bout with Vinny Magalhaes in 2008, has fought a total of 14 times inside the octagon. In the time, he has faced some of the absolute best in the world, but struggled for the most part against the higher competition, with his only four losses coming against John Jones, Tito Ortiz, Glover Teixeira, and Lyoto Machida. In recent times, though, Bader has turned the corner with five consecutive wins, the last couple of which came against top contenders in Phil Davis and Rashad Evans. Speaking of turning corners, Anthony Johnson knows a thing or two about that. While Bader was ploughing his way through the 205-pound division before the turn of the decade, Johnson was starving himself and losing to lesser competition as a middleweight, and amazingly, even as a welterweight, although attempting and failing to make that weight, saw him cut from the UFC. In 2012, after one more mess-up outside the UFC, Johnson reincarnated himself as a light heavyweight, and hasn't looked back since. The Black Zillion trained fighter has won 8 of his 9 fights since, with names like Phil Davis, Jimmy Manoa, and Alexander Gustafsson sandwiched between his championship loss to Daniel Cormier in May of last year. With all of that experience and improvements both men have made, this one could be a very interesting battle between two fighters with very different games. As a mixed martial artist, Ryan Bader is noteworthy for doing the simple things well and always improving. First and foremost, he's a wrestler, and a very strong one at that, who can change levels in a second and fell his opponent or grind him out against the fence. He's also a very good striker, and has been technically sound throughout his career. Bader won't do anything spectacular, but his jabs, hooks, straights and combinations are all on point, and more smooth and powerful with time. When you're talking about power in the light heavyweight division though, Anthony Johnson stands above all others, a lot of the time in a literal sense. Even back in his early days at 177-pound catchweights, you could see Johnson's whip, but working with Black Zillion striking coach Henry Hooft has seen him refine his attacks into more usable deadly weapons. In all of his fights, Johnson will come out headhunting and throw hard off of both hands and both legs. If that doesn't work, he also has some pretty good offensive wrestling and vicious ground and pound to get the job done. Either way, it won't be fun to stand across the cage from him. Ryan Bader, though, will have to do just that on Saturday night, and he will need to have a detailed and brave game plan. Against fast-starting power brokers like Johnson, the first task is always to weather the opening storm. For Bader, that might mean fighting all the way on the outside where he can't get hit. It might mean fighting all the way on the inside where he can cover up and attend a clinch. Or it might mean going into an all-out wrestling mode in an attempt to drag Johnson to the floor. Well, that will be the hope anyway. If Bader can do one, two or three of those things, or more precariously, survive a striking shootout, he'll have a good chance of doing what Daniel Cormier did and wearing Johnson out. If he can't, he will get knocked out cold. For me, oddly, surviving a shootout is probably Bader's best hope, with 5 rounds for him to take over against Johnson, who will tire if he can't get the finish. With that said, I think Johnson's defensive wrestling is good enough to stuff any early Bader onslaught, while he can also dictate striking range because of his superior size, skill and speed. Barring a Johnson meltdown or career high performance from Bader, I think this one will be Johnson's within the first 10 minutes. He's simply too quick, too hard to take down and too powerful. Apart from the top bout, there's really only one top drawer fight on this card, and that comes in a co-main event. It's veterans in the heavyweight division Josh Barnett and Ben Rothwell collide. A former UFC heavyweight champion, Barnett has seen and done it all in his 31 fight, 19 year career. Fights with Randy Couture, Mirko Krokop, Antonio Nogueira, Pedro Hizo, and Daniel Cormier, and many more, all culminate in somewhat of a surprised return to the UFC in 2013. Since then, he's beaten Frank Mir, lost to Travis Brown, and beaten Ryan Nelson, and now finds himself within touching distance of another shot at the title he won first 14 years ago. A 14-year veteran himself, Ben Rothwell was also a nomadic type for years, having fought in King of the Cage, IFL and Affliction amongst others, before finally getting the UFC call in 2009 after a 36-fight career, which included wins over the likes of Travis Fulton, Rico Rodriguez and Ryan Nelson. Since then, the Wisconsin native has a 5-3 record in the UFC with wins on the bounce over Messrs. Vera, Overeem, and Mitrione, which have him knocking on the title holder's door. With two wily veterans like this, it's pretty tough to know which way it might go. Barnett hits hard, but his biggest strength is making a dogfight up against the cage or on the ground. Rothwell, on the other hand, likes to slug it out in open water where a big power in his hands can find their target. Against someone more athletic and more skilled, the deficiencies in Barnett's game are often shown up, but against Rothwell, that shouldn't be an issue. For him to cut, look for him to cut off the center early, stick Rothwell against the cage, and grind his way to victory. Other notable names in Saturday will be Tarek Safdin, who returns after 50 months out, Alex Caceres, who is looking to save his job after 3 straight losses, Wilson Hayes, who is well known to Irish fans after his fight with Ron Roddy, new Fight Pass sensation Randy Brown, and of course the original Fight Pass sensation Super Sage Northcutt, who moves up to welterweight to facilitate short notice replacement Brian Barberena in the opening bout of the main card. That's my preview for the UFC on Fox 18. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the fights.